asked if we're going to be loud enough.
Are we loud enough?
Are we loud
are
enough?
Are we loud enough?
Are we?
Are we?
Are we?
I think we are.
I think so.
All right.
Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited you are here with us today. I'm Trish.
I'm Kylie. And as you can see, we're trying out something new today.
Something new.
Let's see how it goes.
It's going to be amazing.
Yes, it's going to be great. So today we are talking about going with the flow and how to stop fighting the current of the current season.
Isn't that timely?
So timely. I actually wrote this episode. This one was for me because we came back from Rome and I was in like a really, do you remember that? I was like in a really weird emotional and mental state and I jumped right in. Well, let me back up a little bit. So we are going to break down some things and yeah, it does start with Rome.
It does start with Rome.
It does. Okay. So let me go back to that.
She just wants to keep saying we went to Rome.
We went to Rome. We're going to talk about that in another episode. I'm just going to pack that in here. Before Rome, there was this flurry to get the kids ready for school, do as much as I could before we left. Because I knew as soon as we got back, it was go time, right? Yeah. I was gone for a week. I come back from Rome to my husband doing exactly what I asked him to do, which was keep the kids alive and don't burn the house down.
Well, and you decided to add to the chaos. Willingly.
I willingly
because
did.
Because Kylie likes to do that.
What?
She does. Let's have more babies, get more puppies.
Shh. Listen. Okay. So I get back from Rome. I walk in the house at 3 a.m. on Wednesday. And the first thing I do is I step on a sopping wet rug. And then I go into the bathroom to change into my nightie because everybody's sleeping. And I walk into my bathroom unknowingly. It looks like an alchemy lab. There is literal shit everywhere. Things I can't identify. So I am slowly getting more and more irritated. And then the next day, I cleaned up all day on Wednesday, and the next day at 10:30, I went and got an 8-week-old puppy.
I told her not to. There was a specific rule that I put into place that Kylie was not supposed to have any more children and any more animals.
She said no more living things coming to your house.
No, but she did it anyway.
I did it anyways. I don't regret it. She's delicious. Okay, so I say all of that to say this. There's all this pressure when I get back from Rome to get the uniforms and the new shoes and the lists and the school supplies and do we have things for lunch and who's eating school lunch and who's going here. So this year I have 3 kids going to 3 separate places at different times, different spaces. Casey's riding the bus this year. It was a lot.
I've been there. I had 4 in 4 different schools, 4 different lunches, 4 different sports. It is. It's rough.
It's no good.
We do it to ourselves.
Yes, I totally did all of that to myself.
Because we decide to encourage these things and set these things up because we are in full control of our lives and our children's lives.
So that is absolutely true. And I found this quote and I wanted to share it with you guys.
Okay.
It says, I swear, back to school season should come with a warning label. It may cause whiplash, caffeine dependency, and a sudden urge to join a monastery.
It's true. Back to school is tough, but I like how you are realizing that, like, we put that pressure on ourselves. We do it with back to school. We do it with holidays.
Yep.
I'm going to visit my sister this weekend to see my new niece,
you
Addie.
Are.
So excited. And she was like, well, let me know what day you're coming so I can clean my house. And I was like, girl, I don't clean my house before you come over. I used to spend so much time when people were coming over, like, cleaning my house, making sure it's perfect, going grocery shopping, like, doing all of these things that were not necessary. I'm like, I'm coming over to see you and that baby. Not the house. Let's go.
Right. I don't care about your house. Yeah. I had a girlfriend and she would be like, I'm coming over. Don't clean. Like, she would just be, I'm coming over. Don't clean. The one thing I will say I do always wipe down before people come over is the bathroom counter, the sink, and the toilet. Because that is one thing. Like, when I go to my girlfriend's house, like, zero judgment. Like, if I came to your house and the toilet was trash, that's fine. I'm just not sitting on it. But I don't want anyone to come to my house and feel that way. So here's the thing I love about life and the world and the order that we have, because life runs in seasons. Life is cyclical, right? And some seasons are for building. Yep. Some are for resting. Some are for learning. Some are for planning. And the stress comes from expecting one season to feel like another season. And so I came to a space where I was like, why, Kylie? I asked myself, like, why are you freaking out? Like, why are you stressed out? And I'm like, all of this emotional stress and mental stress is totally self-imposed. And I'm like, why don't you just lean into and accept the fact that we're in a transitional season? Because I had two kids start 1 week. So Casey started Monday, the week before Labor Day. Casey started Monday. Everett started Tuesday. Kaya was home all that week. And then Kaya started on Tuesday. So I knew that there was, and here's one thing you guys know about me. I hate unresolved issues. Hate them. Hate them. If there's an issue, I want it. We got to, let's resolve this right now.
I do that too.
Yeah. No. Surprise. But here's the thing. Some things you just can't control and you have to let them run their course, much like the random viruses our children get. So I'm basically saying the season I'm life in is like a virus.
You have to just control the controllables. The better way to say that is we can control the controllables. We can control how we respond.
Absolutely.
Which is sometimes very good and graceful and sometimes not so much.
Not so much.
Straight
to jail.
Straight to jail. Who looks good in a jumpsuit? I don't know.
Not me. Orange is not my color, y'all.
But I like how you are leaning into it, because when you try to fight it, that is where the friction comes. That is where the chaos comes, and people can feel that because you decided in your head, this is going to look one way, and then it looks a whole different way.
It does, and that's what I had to do. I had to accept that we're in a transitional. We've got a new schedule. We've got new places, new friends, new rules. Casey got a Chromebook from school. I'm not happy about it, okay? We don't do that at our house, okay? My kids have no iNIS, no electron. We have one time. It's 1997 at my house, y'all, okay? And so this was a new thing. So Casey's learning the new rules, right? Mm-hmm. My expectations of her behavior with this stupid frickin' thing that the school gave. So what I did was I set my expectations accordingly. I knew that with new schedules, we're going to run late. I knew that people are going to forget things. So let's talk about first why we come to this place. Like, so I come back to why. Why do I do this to myself? Why, when things are copacetic, things are fine, why do I push myself into this feeling of stress? Because let me just explain this. I put this in our school group for the She Built That group because we had an amazing conversation and it really got my brain thinking about my actual behavior and being self-aware. Surprise, I'm not good at that. So,
well, it's science, right?
It is science.
It's homeostasis. So our bodies and our brains, they crave the familiar. Homeostasis is the familiar. If you ever took a biology class, it's like the way, like, the earth is just sitting and chilling. It's the way, like, just regular. This is our norm. And so Ed Milet, I think, is who actually talked about this on a podcast that I listened to, or somebody, I don't know. Andy was telling me about it. That's where I got it from. So one of the podcasts he listens to. Anyways, the whole point is everybody has a default emotion, and it usually comes from our childhood at some point in time. So if you grew up in a really loud, chaotic house.
Oh, so like our giant Puerto Rican family.
But there's different times, different types of feelings around loud and chaotic. Like, loud and chaotic and loving is our family.
That's what I have, like, the childhood memories at Grandma Cherry's.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it could be loud and chaotic and scary if your family, like, somebody in your family was an addict. And every time they came home at night, you didn't know what version of them you were getting.
Right.
And so your default emotion might be scared if you grew up in that. Or it might be chaos if they were a thrower and a yeller and crazy, or it might be stressed if you were the kid that was always trying to be perfect and trying to perform and trying to keep everybody calm. Your default might be stress. And so it's like everybody has a default emotion. And when you can figure out what yours is, then you realize I'm self-sabotaging because my body is used to feeling stressed. And if I don't have stress in this moment, I'm gonna find some.
Right. And it can, so like as we were, as you were sharing that with me, as we were going through this outline, like, I had to really think to myself, because, like, I had, like, fairy tale childhood. Like, my parents, now, I've literally never heard my parents argue ever in my life. Never. They are best friends. They love each other. They're perfect. Okay? And so I had to keep asking myself why. And you might have to do this, too, in order to really get to the bottom of it. And I was like, oh, well, could it possibly be that you spent 10 years in an abusive relationship?
Yeah. I was going to say, it doesn't have to be your childhood either. It could have been your teens. It could have been your early 20s, like your formative years.
And so I went from this really super abusive relationship, physically abusive, mentally, emotionally abusive. I went from that to single mom mode, two kids, trying to get out of my, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, trying to get out of my parents' basement. And so up until very recently, my default has been stress, either from PTSD, from dealing with my ex, or the stress of making ends meet. All of these things come together. And so I say all of that to share you this story because, It was yesterday. I went to go pick up the kids. So this was my first day of doing our actual pick up three kids from three different spots all at the time. So I worked a little bit later than I had anticipated. And lately I've been really, really on my schedule, living and dying by it, because I know, again, when I get off of that schedule, things start to go sideways, I get stressed, no one's happy. And so I went to go leave the house and I got to put the dogs up and I got to do all these things. And as I get in the car, I can literally feel my body tensing up. I can feel my brain getting crunchy. And I'm like, I go into like driving too fast and whipping around corners. And I had to say to myself, like, I got to a stoplight and I was like, Kylie, why are you freaking out? Like, you're not even that late. Like, girl, I didn't work like 30 minutes. Like, I worked like 10 minutes beyond when I wanted to work. And so I had to say out loud to myself, everything is fine. If you are a few minutes late to pick up one or all of these children, nobody's going to die. Nobody's getting left on the side of the road. Nothing bad is going to happen. And reminding myself of that really helped me to like calm myself down.
Yeah. Power in the pause, right? Like when I was taking Trent to school and then I was coming back, I was trying to decide like, okay, am I going to drive all the way straight through or am I going to do this or am I going to do that? And I'm like, why does this have to look any sort of way? Like, I don't have to be anywhere at any specific time.
Right.
So if I drive for 5 hours today and I get a hotel and I sleep and then I wake up feeling good at whatever time I wake up and then I do the rest of the drive, like, that is fine.
It's
like,
fine.
There's, like, we have to stop, like, this, why are we stressing ourselves out?
Right.
There's no reason. Stop, like, making up these stories in your head and then deciding that it has to look exactly like that. Because it's not going to.
Right.
It's not going to. There's nothing in your life that you're going to make this story and it's going to look exactly like that.
Yeah. And the other thing is just because something doesn't turn out exactly the way you want it to, you know, different isn't always bad. We have a lot of fear around the unknown and things that are different, right? We just kind of talked about that. And we've talked about that in past episodes. And so just a little reminder for whoever needs to hear it, like just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. And so that's a good segue into our next section where I really want to share with you guys some of the tips and tools and things that I put in place to help us traverse this transitional phase and help us turn this transitional phase into new habits and new good rituals and schedules. So that's the first thing I did was I had a meeting. We had a family meeting. All right. And my 11-year-old is like, another family meeting. I'm like, listen here, ma'am. All right. If you don't want me in prison, we're going to have this family meeting.
Well, it's good because then everybody is on the same page. They can't yes. be like, oh, you didn't tell me that.
Nope. I didn't know that. Nope. So the first thing I did was, I want to share this with you guys. I printed for my meeting, I printed these two sheets. Okay. And maybe you can't see them, but here's what they say. One says privileges. I define what a privilege is to my children and the rest of my family and myself. Okay.
That's important because people are entitled and it runs into our children and children think that they are entitled to
but things all like kinds privacy. Of things. Things like privacy. Things like privacy, y'all. Currently, one of my daughters doesn't have a door handle, and the other one doesn't have a door. So that's the first thing on my list is privacy. Doors and door handles, okay? Those are a privilege. You don't follow the rules and you keep locking your door, I'm going to take your door handle off. You want to slam your door every time you go in your room after I've asked you many times not to slam your door because it's rude and disrespectful? I'm just going to take it off.
We're confiscating things in my house, too.
It's fine. Entertainment. Phones, TV, Xbox, friends, playing outside, treats, having fun things go into your, you know, into your diet. And then I have responsibilities. So here's what these two things accomplish. You might think it's dumb that I have these. Here's what these two things accomplish.
I think it's amazing because it lays out very clearly your expectations and what they need to do to get what they want. And that's part of life, guys.
Teaching,
you have to do things to get what you want.
You have to teach your kids how to be good, rounded citizens. And yep. so, responsibilities.
And to work for what they're supposed to have.
And here's the thing. I have an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 4-year-old. These four responsibilities apply to every single one of my children. They have obedience. They have chores, they have schoolwork, and they have hygiene. That's it. That's literally it, okay? So I had a meeting. I said, hey, everybody, here's what these are. These are the things you're responsible for. No, it says right here, no responsibilities, no privileges. And that's the end of it. It's very cut and dry. We're not having conversations. We're not arguing about things, all right? So the other tool I want to share with you to keep
I like
you guys
also
from
how,
arguing.
Before you start talking about this, you yeah. started saying, like, I say out loud. That's been really helpful to me. Like, I'm not in a hurry. I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
Like, reminding yourself out loud, like, I don't do stress. I don't do overwhelm. I don't do chaos. I've been doing that a lot, like telling myself out loud and taking a walk
yeah.
to like change where I am at. And it's super, super helpful.
Oh, yeah. There are times where like if I'm working from home, I'll get up to make a sandwich. And then when I'm done with my sandwich, I'll start folding the laundry. And then I will stop in the middle and be like, I don't need to do this right now. And yeah. I will go back to doing the things that need to be done while the kids aren't underneath me. You know, which brings me to this right here. Oh, I didn't print the schedule. We have a schedule as well. So I printed a schedule and I put it on the fridge. So the schedule says everything that we're doing from, and I didn't like jam up every single second of the day, but like when my kids wake up, if they're screwing around, I can say, look at the schedule. This is what you're doing. Look at the schedule. This is what you're doing. So again, there's no arguing about, oh, well, I'm playing the Xbox right now. No, you're not, because that's not what the schedule says. And it's not just things that I expect my kids and husband. I'm doing the things, too.
Yeah,
I'm
I like how you too. Said on the call the other day, too, that you have a checklist for what a clean room looks like. Because
yep.
how many right times, here. If you have children, have you walked in the room and they've been like, it's clean?
And it looks like a episode of Hoarders.
Yeah. So clean is a relative term. But if you have a checklist, you must do these 5 things. Then you're not arguing. Nope, these
it's
two
the
things
difference,
are not done.
It's the difference between clean, which is subjective, and
yeah.
done.
Right. Perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
Good
so
point.
This is my daughter's bat doc. So you guys have heard us talk about business activity trackers. I guess I could have called it a cat doc because it's a chore activity tracker or a hat doc.
I like calling it her business so it feels less daunting than
well,
a chore.
Well, this is her business, right? Yeah. And so she's responsible for cleaning the bathroom, clearing the table before and after dinner, doing her homework and reading, tidying her bedroom, helping me with dog poop because they can't see. They literally can't see shit. and making her lunch. But, like, you can see right here, like, I have outlined all the steps for what I expect her to do when it's time to clean the bathroom. So, let me tell you, I will wrap this section up, because the reason these are important is, number one, it shows your children how to get organized. A lot of times kids get overwhelmed with, just like we do, with all of the things that they feel like they need to do.
Yeah.
And so having these things help them see the organization, do the organization, feel the organization. And I know not everybody shares my faith. I serve a God of order. I serve a God of organization, places. Things have a place. Things have a purpose. Chaos does not come from God, y'all. I'm just throwing that outside.
Ooh,
so if you are preaching. Living in chaos, you got to have a conversation with Jesus, and that's all I'm saying about that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about
she's
that.
She's saying, stop fighting the current season you are in. When
absolutely.
Changes happen, you got to let it go and flow with it. You're not going to be perfect every day.
Nope.
You're not. I like the journal prompt where it says, what is this season here to teach me?
Absolutely.
I've been doing a lot of journaling lately. And
that's healthy.
It's healthy. It's better than screaming at people. And it helps to reframe the stress as growth instead of resistance and chaos.
Yeah. Beautiful.
All right. So control the controllables, friends.
Yeah. And when you lean into it, like, don't fight it. Like, I know that by the end of September, the transitional phase will be over.
Yeah. There's always an end to every hard season. I was listening to a podcast the other day. I'm listening to a lot of podcasts.
It's good.
Because
we're doing 75 hard and we're outdooring.
We are. So I'm outdooring literally all the time. But it was saying,
well,
like,
it's still nice.
Now I don't even remember where I was going.
Podcast.
Yeah.
There's an end to every season.
There's an end to every season. Yes. You are going through stress. You are going through hard times. But you have to remember, no matter how hard it is, there will always be another side.
Yeah.
Like, you are eventually going to get through this or you die. Like, that's it. Like, you get
those
through
are options.
Every single thing you go through.
Have you seen that guy I've been sending you where he's like, good morning, Shug.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yes.
You know, I needed to hear this, and he popped up in my feed at the absolute perfect time, because it was like, good morning, Shug. I just want to remind you that you have survived 100% of all your bad days. Okay, Shug?
Yes.
There's your inspirational bullshit for the day. Bye. That dude is hilarious. That's all you need.
And that's how we're going to wrap up the show.
That's absolutely it. So make sure that you, wherever you're listening, please hit the sub button. Okay. You know,
share the
show.
People need to hear it.
And make sure you come back next week, because we're going to drop another episode on Thursday here at The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie.
Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.